Chapter 3. The next morning, when Lily woke up, she felt cold. She could still hear the wind, but it was quieter. She looked around. The tent was ripped open. A big branch was on the floor of the tent.
"Jen, wake up!"
shouted Lily. Jen came out of her sleeping bag and rubbed her eyes. She stared at the tent and the branch.
"Oh no," she said. "Lily, are you okay?"
"Yes, I am," said Lily, "but I am really tired." Jen and Lily got out of the tent. When they looked around, they saw lots of fallen branches. The forest floor was very wet. Small rivers were everywhere. The sky was grey. It was raining again, and the wind was howling.
"Can we go home?" asked Lily. "The weather is still bad, and our tent is broken."
Jen looked sad. "Yes, you were right, Lily. We should go back to the car," she said. Lily looked at her sister.
"Sorry about your birthday trip, Jen," she said. "We can come another time. Maybe in the summer holidays?"
Jen smiled.
"Yes, good idea," she said.
They quickly packed their rucksacks and walked along the forest track. Lily pulled her coat around her because it was very cold. The track looked different after the storm. Big branches were across it. Jen and Lily climbed over them to follow the path.
"Are you sure this is the way?"
asked Lily after a while.
"It must be," said Jen.
But Jen did not sound certain. Lily followed her sister.
"Can you see the road yet?" she asked Jen.
Jen stopped suddenly. She was staring ahead.
"No,"
said Jen.
"What is it, Jen?"
Lily said. She was scared. Lily ran to her sister. Then she saw something terrible. It was their car, but it was not parked beside the road. The car was at the bottom of a deep ravine. The road was not there. Instead of the road, there was a river. It was full of branches and mud.
"How will we get home now?"
asked Lily.
"I don't know," said Jen.